This is LA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Thursday civilian federal government employees must be vaccinated, submit to regular testing, and wear a mask. Labor unions representing federal workers are reacting cautiously. Biden's decision comes as the Delta variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 is rapidly spreading across the country. The president said the same standards will apply to federal contractors. Biden also said he is asking the Department of Defense to explore how and when to add mandatory inoculations for the coronavirus to the list of vaccines required for service personnel. Biden added that the federal government will reimburse private employers who give paid time off to get vaccinated or take a family member to get shots. And he suggested more state and local governments offer $100 to those who get fully vaccinated. The president also said his medical advisors say there is no need for a booster shot now if you are fully vaccinated. If science tells us there is a need for boosters, according to the president, that's something we'll do. Israel's prime minister announced that his country will offer a coronavirus booster to people over 60 who have been vaccinated. Thursday's announcement by Naftali Bennett makes Israel the first country to offer a third dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine to its citizens on a wide scale. Bennett said the decision was based on considerable research and analysis, as well as the risk of the Delta variant. For more news, join us at voanews.com. By remote, says VOA News. Arkansas Republican governor said Thursday that he will call lawmakers back to the Capitol next week to consider lifting the state's ban on mask requirements in public schools as the state faces a surge in coronavirus cases. Governor Asa Hutchinson said he proposed allowing local school boards to make the decision on masks. Arkansas's coronavirus cases have skyrocketed in recent weeks, fueled by the Delta variant of the virus and the state's low vaccination rate. Arkansas ranks second in the country for new virus cases per capita, according to Johns Hopkins University researchers. France's European Affairs Minister Thursday called Britain's decision to lift quarantine requirements for all fully vaccinated travelers arriving from Europe except France discriminatory and incomprehensible, and said he hopes it's reviewed as soon as possible. The British government has said it's keeping quarantine rules for travelers from France because of the presence of the Beta variant there, although the Beta strain accounted for fewer than 5% of COVID-19 cases in France and mostly occurred in overseas territories from where relatively few people traveled to Britain, reportedly. In Wednesday's interview, the British Transportation Minister, Grant Shapps, said the government will not be able to review the decision until the end of next week because they need to see the data. A defrocked former cardinal is the first in the United States to be criminally charged with a sexual crime against a minor. Former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick has been charged with sexually assaulting a teenage boy in the 1970s, according to court documents obtained by the Boston Globe. The victim alleges McCarrick began abusing him when he was a boy and groped him and fondled him when he was 16 as he walked around the campus of Wellesley College, where his brother's wedding reception was taking place. The 91-year-old former cardinal was defrocked by Pope Francis in 2019 after a Vatican investigation confirmed decades of rumors that he was a sexual predator. In Ecuador this week, revoked the citizenship of Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, who is currently in a British prison. A naturalization is considered damaging when it is granted based on the concealment of relevant facts, false documents, or fraud. Assange received Ecuadorian citizenship in 2018 as part of a failed attempt by the government, then president, to turn him over to a diplomat to get him out of his embassy in London. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.